This is for you, Abram. This book is called Pigs of Plenty, Pigs Galore by David McPhail. Munch, munch, munch. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Slurp, slurp, slurp. Burp, burp, burp. Late one night, as I sat reading, I thought I heard the sound of feeding. Through the kitchen door, I crept, barely watching where I stepped. A crash, a bang, a shout, a yell. I slipped on something, then I fell. I landed on a pile of pigs, some eating dates, some eating figs. In the cupboards, on the floor, pigs aplenty, pigs galore. Black pigs, white pigs, brown and pink, making oatmeal in the sink. Pigs in tutus, pigs in kilts, pigs on skateboards, pigs on stilts. Pigs from England, pigs from France, pigs in just their underpants. The king of pigs, the piggy queen, the biggest pigs I've ever seen. Pigs arrive by boat, by plane, a bus pulls up, then a train. A band strikes up, a piggy sings, then at 10 the doorbell rings. Ding dong. Someone yells, "The pizza's here!" And all the pigs begin to cheer. Flying pizzas fill the air, one goes splat against my chair. The piggy piggies eat their fill, I get nothing, just a bill. "I've had enough," I scream and shout. "You get out, you pigs, get out." "Please let us stay," the piggies cry. "Don't make us go, don't say goodbye." "You can stay," I tell them all, "but sweep the floor and scrub the wall." I give them brooms, a pail, a mop. "Now sweep and scrub till I say stop." The piggies work, and when they're done, upstairs they stagger, one by one. They brush their teeth and comb their tails, and then wash their snouts and clean their nails. The piggies and I climb into bed. I plump the pillows, plop my head. I close my eyes and try to sleep. Before too long, I'm dreaming deep of pigs and pigs and pigs some more, of pigs of plenty, pigs galore. The end.